You're listening to SBS News.
The invasion of Ukraine dominated the agenda for the three-day NATO summit in Spain. It's been described as a historic and transformative meeting as the fighting between Russia and Ukraine rages on with no immediate end in sight. US President Joe Biden pledged funds worth $1.2 billion Australian dollars for weapons and military aid to support Ukraine. He is assuring the world that the conflict will not conclude with Russia defeating Ukraine.
I hope it ends sooner than later. But for it to end, they have to be in a position where the Ukrainians have all that they can reasonably expect, we can reasonably expect to get to them in order to provide for their physical security and their defences.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is promising $1.8 billion in military aid, including air defence systems and electronic war equipment. While French President Emmanuel Macron says the fact Sweden and Finland have chosen to join the alliance sends a signal to Russia. Turkey earlier withdrew its opposition to the two Nordic nations signing up to NATO.
We have taken this decision. It's a very clear strategic message to Russia and a confirmation of the fact that the war decided by President Putin in Ukraine is a majorly wrong strategic choice, including for himself. He achieved to have countries which up to now have had a more careful and withdrawn approach towards the alliance decide to join it.
On the ground, Ukraine secured a victory, with officials stating they had driven away Russian troops from the Black Sea outpost of Snake Island. President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff applauded Ukrainian armed forces for the win on social media. Meantime, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is attempting to solidify his position on the world stage, hitting back at G7 leaders who made jokes at his expense. Earlier at the G7 summit, Mr. Johnson commented on clothing removal to appear tougher than Mr. Putin, while other leaders joined in with mocking remarks.
I don't know which way they wanted to strip down, from the top or from the bottom, but I think that would be a disgusting sight anyway. But if I can reference Pushkin, I may be wrong about the exact words, but one may be all about business and think of the condition of one's nails.
Mr. Putin added that it's not the best period for international relations with these leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken suggested Russia was causing world hunger as a form of blackmail. And Russia is denying the blockage of ports while blaming food shortages on foreign sanctions. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the global food crisis is a direct result of Russia's invasion in Ukraine.
President Putin's brutal war against Ukraine is absolutely unacceptable. It's causing a lot of death, damage, for the Ukrainian people, but it also has ramifications over the whole world, not least because of the increase in food prices.
Mr. Putin says he is not preventing the export of Ukrainian grain.
Ukrainian military authorities rigged the approaches to their ports with mines. No one stops them from demining them and leading the ships with grain out. We guarantee their safety.
And the Kremlin has not yet determined whether Mr. Putin will attend the G20 summit in Indonesia this November. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.